Oh, Shankadino.
Hey, boo-boo.
Mailum. W.W. Filmo. Shankadino. To Elder Bishop Apostle Willie Brown, the Spider-Man of Wall Street. Keep on crawling around. Keep on catching your web. And we thank you.
See ya.
We'll see y'all next week. God bless you. Shankadino. But if you
want me. This has been an SKD Entertainment production. All copyrights reserved.
And that was Deacon Otis Wicknine and Tell It Like It Is, each and every Monday right here on the network. And that is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Guys, you can reach us in a host of ways. And, well, two apps, Android. Just go to your Play Store and type in Studio W. Studio W, Android, Apple, I mean. Apple is simply Studio W, our studio dot W, that's Apple. And ladies and gentlemen, it's almost time for Monday Night Madness. Oh, I failed to mention that we're available on Alexa, Google Play, and Apple CarPlay. Ladies and gentlemen, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy Monday Night Madness coming up. We've got a special one going on right here. Oh! One of my favorite gems, Nick West. I just love this one.
Got me going for come on, say forbidden fruit. Get out of my dreams. You know I can't control the feeling.
Night Madness.
But I'm feeling you.
This thing gets gooder and gooder.
No, I'm feeling you, right? Forbidden fruit. Get out of my view. I belong to another.
Hey.
And heart is true. Forbidden fruit. Let me be. Free me from this hold you have on me. Forbidden fruit. Give me satisfaction. I'm
going
trying to
stop
the attraction. Forbidden fruit. Just the thought of you. It's like sweet.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
Cause you've been talking all this time.
And if your man was doing his job, you wouldn't be thinking about me. But I sadly leave the situation, 'cause I know where this thing could lead.
That's Nick West. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Madness. Oh, this is a special program here on this network. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, turn on your camera, Professor. Mad Mike. Okay, Mad, how are you, my friend?
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Professor, you're looking wonderful, marvelous as always.
Who, me or you?
You know, he said Professor.
Oh, why, thank you.
You're looking wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't hear who he was talking to.
Okay. Well, yeah. Oh, you're so kind. But anyway, hold on 1 second. Let's do this.
Okay.
All right, Professor. Let's see, you might.
Hey.
Much better. Wow.
All right.
So, you might be asking, Mad Mike, he comes on Thursdays. No, he didn't get his days mixed up. I wanted to surprise you, Professor, and
bring
on Mad Mike because he's a huge fan of yours, my friend.
All right.
He's told me many, many, many times how much he appreciates. Well, I'm going to let him speak for himself, but he's not the only one. We've invited a few of the people that you've worked with over the years on this network, and we just want to show our appreciation to you for all the hard work and dedication that you provided us.
So, why, thank you.
Mike, you can speak for yourself, brother.
Well, I thought this was Thursday nights. I'm having a bout of Alzheimer's. So I don't even know why I'm here.
Hey, Mike, did you take your medication?
I got them right here.
You got them right? No.
The speed of this week, the way time goes, I get it.
The problem is, you can't just have them here. You got to remember to actually take them.
That was the question, Mike.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, no, I'm very pleased to be here, Professor. I respect you a great deal. I wish I had known you many years ago. I've only known you for maybe not even quite a year at this point. But I appreciate your knowledge and expertise and your great attitude.
Oh, thank you.
When you're presenting all this stuff on Monday nights, you just have a wonderful attitude that's easy to listen to. I'm going to guess, because I haven't been out with you socially, but I'm going to guess that you're probably pretty easy to be around. You're not work to be around.
I have been told those words, that I am easy to be around. And for you to hear that coming from you, I say thank you, my friend. Thank you. You're so very, very kind.
Yeah. And Mike, I tell you, did I tell you about the time that the professor and I...
wait a minute. Is there a statute of limitations on any of this?
I don't know.
Luckily, no. But if there's a next time, I'm gonna be prepared. But continue on.
Yes. The professor. Oh, my God. Derek Smith. Derek the Change Man Smith.
Deacon Otis Wicknine.
Derek Smith. The preacher, the soul singer, the gospel singer, the comedian. The three of us went out one night, and we had a blast.
It really was a good time.
And I tell you what,
it really was.
One of my great moments was when the professor got up, and he did this song, And look here. You would think if you close your eyes, you thought it was Mick Jagger. Yeah. Was it Mick?
It was Miss You, the Stones. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My.
I did.
My. Mike, it was a blast. It was an absolute blast. Nice. And so what I'm going to do tonight, I've got one more song I want to drop before I'm waiting for some others to join us on Monday Night Madness. Ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to us right now, go and grab a glass, kick back, and enjoy. And you still have time, so please share it with a friend. Now, those of you who are on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn and Twitter, okay? Now, drop the app. Hey, do this for us, please. If they have an Android phone, have them go to their Android Play Store, okay? Android Play Store, and type in Studio W. Put a space between the Studio and W. Apple is simply studio.w. We're available on Android, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and the website. Now, why is that important? Because if you miss part of this show, you won't hear it again, or just share it with a friend. Go to studiow.buzz. Studiow.buzz. I've got a text coming in from, I'm not telling you who's going to drop in, Professor.
Of course.
I'm not telling you
it's
anything.
It's going to be like, this is your life. I can dig it.
You deserve it. All right.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Oh! Hey, Mike. Yes. This is a local group right here out of RVA.
Who's this?
It's Punky.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh. These cats are mean.
Drop.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, that's Plunky. Oh, straight out of RVA. That's Richmond, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there's a lot of talent in this town. There's a lot of talent in a lot of towns, and we're going to expose all of them when we can and if we can. Welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness. Hey, Emma C. That's my sister. She's tuned in. All right.
Oh. Hi, Emma C.
Oh, hey, this is going to surprise you, Professor.
Oh.
This one right here is going to surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
Q Lynn Green.
What?
Yes.
What's up?
Oh.
What's going on, Will?
Hey, Q. What's going on, girl?
What's going on, Mom?
Yeah. Hey, Q. You go on and God, talk to the professor because he's a huge fan of you. When you had your show on this network,
yes,
he was a huge fan. I think you had him on your show, the Soul Savage show, and you had him on for a couple of times.
It was a fun time. He added so much to the conversations when we would go on certain topics. It was great conversations on there.
Yeah. Yes. And I thought about you and he loved you. He just loved, he kept talking about Q Lynn.
And still do. you still come up.
Yes, as a matter of fact, not too long ago.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Q Lynn, the gentleman to your left and meet Mike. Mad Mike,
how you doing?
Mad Mike, hey, look!
I am absolutely wonder. Hi, Q Lynn.
Look here, he has a show on his network with me, him and I, and it is absolutely crazy. Q Lynn, it's called Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. He's in California. You know, I moved to Richmond, Virginia. I remember you telling me.
I know Mad Mike. I was like, you gotta calm him down sometime. Like, he used to, I had to steer him back so many times on the show. I was like, all right, we gotta get you back focused.
Hey, Mike, she left me in the closet.
The politics segment. It's like, okay. I was like, the 6 minutes didn't turn to 20 minutes. We're supposed to talk about politics for 6 minutes. He had a segment called 6 Minutes of Rage where he just did a political rant for like 6 minutes.
He'd go
on for like about 30 minutes. I'm like, all right, well, we gotta wrap this up.
No, WBA.
We gotta break at some point.
You had to put him in the closet, Q Lynn. You had to put him in the closet.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
And you know what? And all I had was a flashlight.
You had more than that. He'll keep jumping out though. That's the thing. I would put him off to the side. He'll just keep coming back every so often. So.
Yeah, it was called a jailbreak. It was called a jailbreak. Yeah. Hey, hang in there, guys. Hey, look here, I've got some music here, and we're gonna get into it. I have a special thing that we want to present to the professor. We've got a couple of more guests coming on.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to tell you who.
Okay.
But this is one artist.
I can't believe this.
And we've been doing, this thing called, on Wednesday nights, Q Lynn, I think I told you about it. It was called Cultural Excellence. I'm going to have you on that show one night too. I got to have you on that. It's on Wednesday night, and the whole gist or the meat of this entire program is that to promote our businesses. And we're talking about music, art, entertainment, business, and education. And it is absolutely wild. And then I'm going to tell you about, Mad, and it's followed by, on Thursdays, Mad Mike and Wild Will. We're going to tell you about that too. And we're going to do that on the way back. Still have a special segment for you, Professor.
Oh,
yeah. You know, I'm full of surprises. This cat. Hey, Mike, you're going to love this guy. He is a country music artist, okay? He called himself, what did he call himself? The urban cowboy from Texas. That's not exactly right, but you get the gist of it. And this one is called Mr. Get It Right. Q-Lan, you might like this too, girl.
Get It Right. All right.
Kick back, grab a glass. This is Monday Night Madness on The Buzz. Oh, Mr. Get It Right. Come on.
Call me Mr. Get It Right.
Come on now.
Good morning. My nickname, Mr. Afternoon. My other name, Mr. Get It Right. You know why she likes me. I'm a Southern walk with Southern way. I'm up early in the morning. Then open doors on Sunday. I know how to make love all through the day. I know how to give her what she wanted. She's a happy lady. Listen, y'all.
Moving away, yeah. I'm making my way.
When you get home from work, I'ma make love 500 ways.
Call me Mr. Goodnight. I'm your
call
midnight.
Me good morning.
And your good
morning. My nickname, Mr. Afternoon.
Your afternoon.
My other name, Mr. Get It Right.
And I'll be your
get it right.
Mr. Goodnight.
Midnight.
Call me good morning.
Good morning.
My nickname, Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
My other name, Mr. Get It Right.
I'll get it
come
right.
Come over here and cuddle up. Let me be your teddy bear.
Let me be the one you want.
Let me be your rocking chair.
Your body is my treasure chest. I'm trying to find my goal. You've been waiting for a love like this you never seen before. I'll be the one you need. You don't have to look for me. I'm here to satisfy you. Anytime you need, yeah.
You've right. been waiting.
You've been waiting.
I'm making my way.
So I'm making my way. Yeah, night or day, babe.
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
I'm your midnight, babe.
Call me good morning.
And I'm your morning.
My nickname, Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
My other name, Mr. Get It Right.
Can I get it right,
she
babe?
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
Can I get it right
call
for
me
you,
good
babe?
Good morning.
Your
nickname, Mr. Afternoon.
And your afternoon.
What's your name, Mr. Get It Right?
Let me get it right, baby.
Oh, that's the Do Right Man. Oh, Mr. Get It Right. That's the name of the song. And like I said, we promote a lot of artists on this network. Man, just tune in Wednesday night. Tune in Wednesday night. You don't want to miss it.
I like that. Oh. Now, Wednesday night for cultural excellence, not only businesses, but independent artists.
Independent. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We interview a lot of independent artists. And that's mainly, what we do. But however, we also want to showcase excellence in business and education. So I've interviewed a couple of, business owners, you know, and we get up and have a really good time, believe it or not. We have a really good time. We talk about business a little bit. Then, you know, me, Q-Lan, I've got to go and drop my 2 cents in there. Well, I'll be going and dropping some jams in after about 10, 15 minutes, right? Then we get back to the interview. Then we jam some more, then talk some business or education and jam some more, you know.
Hey.
Ain't nothing but a jam session here. Oh boy, I've got another one for you guys. Oh, got more surprises for you, Professor.
Okay.
Okay, you got your coffee over there?
I do.
Okay, good. All right, you're gonna need it. And your heart medication. Oh my goodness.
Oh boy.
Let's see.
It's good.
Let's
like
do this
that.
One right here. This one is by Nigel Perkins. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another cat, that has graced us with his presence on this nerf. Oh boy, how about this one right here? It's called Earthquaking. Hey! Get to him! Ow!
Yeah!
I ain't lying.
Not the Perkins. Sozy! You got one, homie.
Oh!
With yours truly.
Get to him! Don't break it. I ain't got no insurance.
Don't break it, baby. Rumble in the jungle. You can feel the earthquake.
don't break it. Baby, rumble in the tumble, you can feel the
get on it.
So baby, shake it, baby, just don't break it. Baby, ounce, baby, shake it, baby, just don't
break it.
Baby, ounce, baby, shake it, baby, just don't break it. Baby, rumble in the tumble, you can feel the earthquake.
Nigel Perkins. We also had the pleasure. All right. Honey, y'all.
I believe.
Hey, we're back. Hey, that was Miss Connie. Now, hey, welcome to the set. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Jasmine Vegas. Hey, Jazz.
Hey. Professor Pop Culture.
Hey, Jasmine Vegas. I knew she was coming.
You knew she was coming after we started with Mike. All right, because you didn't know anybody was going to be on this.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So you know, Jazz had to be here, and Jazz, and Mike, hey. Mike is smiling. Mike loves Jazz.
Oh,
yeah, Mike loves Jazz.
Here we go.
I love everybody on Studio W.
Yeah, don't play, Mike. don't play. You talk about no, Mike. I'm gonna bust you right now. Talk about some how pretty her dimples are and all this kind of stuff. What are you talking about?
Am I lying? Am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
Okay.
All right.
Statement attack.
No, you can't wiggle out of this one. You're not going to wiggle out of this, Mike. Yeah.
I'm not even vibrating.
And every time, every Sunday, you say, look, make sure you tell Jazz I say hi. So what's this all about?
I say the same thing about the professor
Monday. No, you don't.
Yeah. And he's got nice dimples too.
Thank you, Mike. I accept.
Hey, Professor, yes. Turn your camera on, please.
I thought I did.
No, you didn't.
Dude, look at that. Who is that?
He's on camera, Will.
What the hell's going on around here? But I've got him on the screen twice. Okay, never mind. We're going to leave well enough alone.
Okay.
We're going to leave. Who do we lose here? We got Q Lynn. Oh, Jazz, you got to meet one of my old-time friends. You know? She had a show and she just put me in the closet with a flashlight. Yeah, Q Lynn.
He loves to say that. That's not the truth at all. Miss Vegas is not the truth. As you can see, his ADD would take over the show. He's supposed to be cueing me in and out of break and he hopping in the conversation every 20 minutes and it's like, we supposed to go to song 5 minutes ago. I'm still waiting for it. And it's like, okay, I need you to just play it back. And then he think that's putting him in a closet. I'm just trying to run a smooth show. He wants to talk on it. He had a whole 6 minute segment and he would turn it into a 30 minute segment every show. Every show.
Hey, Professor.
As soon as we picked him 45, he would go on a whole rant for like 20 minutes. I was like, all right, well, we need to wrap this up so we can go to break. We got a Chaka Khan song queued up we need to go to. Yes.
Oh, we do a Thursday night Coast to Coast show together, a music show, which is supposed to be a 3-hour program, right?
Right. It's supposed to be.
What was it, William, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, what's
the point? 5 hours into the program. 5 hours.
Whose fault was that, whose fault was that?
I believe you, Mike.
You're the producer. You're the one sitting in the big chair pushing the buttons.
Just go and throw me under the bus. Throw me
under the bus. Mike, we live in the same story because it'd be I'm trying to rap. Listen, I'm a professional musician, so majority of that show we did almost 5 years, I always had a gig because we started out on Friday nights and I had to switch it to Thursdays because I was getting booked like every week I was getting booked on the road and I would have to get set up. And so I'm like, Will, we got to end at this time. He's like, no, I'll give you an extra 30 minutes. I'm like, no, I don't need an extra 30 minutes. I need to wrap. We need to wrap it. We need to set up for you to give me Doc K on the gig.
So Q Lynn.
I got stuff.
So Q Lynn, tell me, where are you? Are you Arkansas, Oklahoma?
No, I'm from Oklahoma, but I live in Texas.
Oh, you're in Texas now. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah,
and how
during COVID, I was living in, when I was, during COVID, I was going back and forth in Chicago, but Gainesville was mostly where I'm at. I'm always on the road, so that's pretty much where I'm at 24/7.
You still gigging?
Yeah, when he texts me, I just came from the airport. I usually get early in the morning, but we had a late flight. And it was a delay coming from a Houston layover, so it's a whole thing. But yeah, I'm always traveling.
Oh my goodness. And how's your podcast coming along?
Oh, it's going great. I tape a lot, while I'm on the road. And then when I get home, it's flowing well. It's just a different energy. I like it now because radio, you got to have a certain energy. And I felt like I was like a wild up dog because I was always like, oh, so sad this radio show is like you gotta have energy and don't have that. Here I'm just chilling, I have my socks off, just just, I'll do the podcast. I got to turn the camera on. If I don't have guests on, it's just random, you know, random banter I do sometimes. And then sometimes I have guests on. It just depends. Yeah.
But are you trying to say I was demanding? Or are you trying to say that? Yeah, you didn't say that.
He likes to project his stuff onto me.
No.
I'm not into any of that.
So what kind of music do you play on the road?
Now I'm about to get ready to go on. Well, some stuff I can't talk about yet because the contract hasn't signed yet, but most of the gigs I do has mostly been pop acts, and I did country before COVID happened. I was doing some country gigs.
Okay.
But yeah, I haven't did an R&B gig in a good minute because that's a whole separate conversation with promoters and dealing with all that stuff. You got to have a different kind of thick skin to be in this music business. It'll be 18 years next January that I've been doing it full time. And you just got to have a different energy with taking certain gigs, and I'm at the point in my career where I can pick and choose. So if I don't feel like going on the road, I don't have to, but I do it just to help other musicians because I'm a music director. And so I build a lot of bands and try to, you know, that's mostly why I'm in Texas, to try to build up bands and do all that stuff. But yeah, it's hard work because people don't like to show up and get money apparently. So yeah, it's a lot of that, you know. It's not the young musicians either. It's very much the seasoned, older, better musicians that I have trouble with. So it's not a young person thing. It's absolutely 40 and up I have issues with. But yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Well, that's a little disturbing. Final question. Are you a solo artist or you have a band?
I don't have a band. I'm a working musician. I just freelance, work for hire.
It just depends on.
And then with the Soul Savviness brand, I'm getting into different entities with, I just don't do like music interviews. I interview like actors. Well, they're on strike now, so they got plenty of time. I'm probably going to have talk to a bunch of them, but, we're starting to venture out doing film. I do film reviews and sometimes I go to,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you have a professional union actress among you. So maybe you two should hook up.
That's cool.
Yeah, I would love to chat with you and be on your podcast and chat about me.
Well-deserved. And Q-Lynn, both of these, the professor and Jazz, they are professors in theater and art.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so.
Have y'all done Broadway stuff? Like, I'm doing an interview now. In New York?
I haven't done Broadway. I live in D.C. and I've done D.C. stuff.
And local stuff
in D.C. And Roy and I have a couple of films under our belt.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's done extensive, film and commercial work, Renee has, and I, did direct off Broadway a few years ago.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
off.
Yeah. So do you have Q-Lynn's information? Yeah. You guys, I can get to her.
I need to get it. I know I can get to her through Messenger, but
Q-Lynn, if it's okay, if it's okay, I will give both Jazz and the professor your number.
Yeah.
Then you guys can go and do what you do. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Now I've got a surprise for you, Professor.
We're
not done yet because there are a few other people that are supposed to join us. Oh, don't be looking at my notes here, Professor.
No, I'm looking.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're on. But what I want to do over the last 4 years, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why this broadcast is so important to me is because the professor has graced us with his presence for 4 years. And it has been the absolute best. I mean, his musical knowledge, the historical content that he brings to this network. And we call Monday Night Madness musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin. That's right. This is where the professor and I, we dig up the gems and serve it to you on a silver platter. In other words, this is no joke, folks. This is the best of the best. And I always say, We have the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. And what I thought would be fun, if I kind of go through some of the history, some of the shows that we've done, well over 200 shows together. Wow. There are so many that there's no way we could fit them in the time that's allotted to us here. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to play some snippets from some first shows that we've done.
Wow.
Okay. And we are this one. Let's see, who is this right here? All right. Hey, kick back. Grab a glass. Yeah. All right now. Hey, you're listening to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I want you to keep it locked and loaded right here. Oh, it's Monday Night Madness on The Buzz, baby. Hey, tell your friends about it. This is the place to be. StudioWBuzz.com. Tonight, we are featuring Frankie Beverly and Maze. Grab your glass, kick back, enjoy. We'll be right back.
That's Frankie Beverly and Maze. It's called Twilight. Oh, yeah, and what a night it's going to be. On Monday Night Madness, we'll feature none other than Frankie Beverly and Maze all night long, baby. All right, tell your friends about it, okay? Don't be shy. StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. Circling the globe. This is the place you want to be tonight. Hey, we're having a cyber party. We're going to honor some very special ladies tonight. Oh, you ladies, if you're born in the month of November, oh, tonight is yours. Keep it locked here on the buzz. Catch it. Catch the buzz, baby. Good night. Founded by Frankie Beverly in Philadelphia in 1970 under its original name, Raw Soul. The band relocated to San Francisco. And I'll let the professor tell you more about that. But welcome to Studio W Buzz. And this is Monday Night Madness. And I'm WB hanging out on the West Coast, holding it down. And my main man, the Professor Pop Culture, is holding it down on the East. How are you, my friend?
Good evening. I am splendiloquent, my friend, and very happy to be here. And I believe we are psyched, we are pumped, we are ready to spend the next 3 hours to travel through this maze.
Man, I love the way you put that, my friend. And we've been jamming. I kicked the show off with Twilight. That was just all instrumental. But it's a jam. I mean, if you just want to get up and move, you want to exercise, do whatever you want to do, or just get up and dance. Oh, by the way, Professor, we must put in our disclaimers.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So, you want to start or you want me to do it?
Well, I was going to tell him to grab a glass.
Okay, go for it, man.
Grab a glass. You might want to and kick back, and you might want to move your furniture because it's going to be an all-night jam session. Now, like the professor always says, we are not responsible if you break something like that. we're not responsible. We're not taking. We don't have any liability insurance as far as that's concerned. But, professor, before we get into it, because I'm going to kick this off with Frankie Beverly and Raw Soul, but we have to make a major, major acknowledgement. I should have a drum roll, but
it's
okay. This will suffice. Folks. Oh, boy, we've got to honor someone who's very special to Studio W Buzz, to the organization. I mean, among other various things she does for this organization, she is one of our graphic designers and beautifully done. The flyers that you see for Monday Night Madness, okay, Miss Karen K.J.
Johnson.
Happy birthday. Now, her birthday is tomorrow. But, Professor, we would be remiss because we have some other young ladies, beautiful ladies that, well, let's start like this. Our creative consultant and genius and host of the brand new show.
Celebrity Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Folks, you must catch Celebrity Buzz. And Celebrity Buzz, that airs on, what night does that air on? Thursdays, folks. Oh, and that last broadcast was outstanding with the fabulous Imaja Jubilee. Yes. And it was, and Dr. Frederick. Yes.
Jacob.
Dr. Frederick J. Bush. Oh, matter of fact, he has what the celebrity soul food restaurants, the chain. Just outstanding quiz, folks.
Which he just opened his latest franchise today, actually, in Ocala, Florida. And I was informed that that was a star-studded event, and it was a huge success.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding interview. And there, and Imaja will have more stars to come on Celebrity Buzz. Now, Imaja's birthday, I believe, Roy, was on the 7th. Am I correct?
You are correct. It was Saturday, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And my number one fan, she listens to everything. Her birthday, Bobby Johnson, her birthday was on the 6th of November. And
oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes. And, okay. All right. We've got more. Last but not least, I had the pleasure of meeting this brilliant lady. And that is Over the weekend, just brilliant. I haven't met her in person, but I met her over the phone. And, you know, you can just tell when you talk to someone, that will tell you a lot more than if you met them face to face, because that sound doesn't fool you. And that is Dr. Cecilia Sims. Her birthday is November the 8th. Was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. Hey, ladies, we're dedicating this to you. But KJ, hey, girl, this is your night. Hey, ladies, think about this. And all of you, you're having your very own cyber party in your living room right now. And you have the professor and I. We will entertain you all night. So get ready to party. Professor will be back right after this.
All right.
We'll never get the things we want by living in the past. Just generate an air of peace and find how long we last. Open up your heart and let some love shine in. Open up your heart and let some love shine in.
I'm gonna say it again.
Open up your heart and let some love shine in. Open up your heart and let some love shine in.
All right. Hey, that was Raw Soul featuring Frankie Beverly. And Professor, when I opened up, I mentioned that he founded that group Raw Soul, and eventually they turned the name later, became Frankie Beverly and Maze. How did that come about?
Well, okay, let's take it back about 8 years earlier to 1962. Frankie Beverly began really in doo-wop. He was a doo-wop singer because he was born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So he was out on the street corner doing the doo-wop thing, okay, in the very beginning. And the very first group that he put together was in 1962. It was called the Blenders. Then that evolved into the Butlers, okay? And I'm going down the chronology so that Rosso will make sense. Now, the Butlers were going on doing the doo-wop thing, and he mentioned that the Beatles broke up the Butlers. Now, let me explain to you what he meant by that. When the Beatles came to America, he noticed that the group mates, the singers in there, they were looking at that, and it was like, these guitar groups are making money. You know, maybe we need to start with the doo-wop thing and, you know, pick up some instruments or whatever. He wasn't ready to do that. You know, the thing with him was he was inspired by Frankie Lyman. In fact, his real name is Howard Beverly, okay, Howard Beverly. And when he started singing doo-wop, okay, everybody called him Frankie because he sounded so much like Frankie Lyman.
Amazing.
Of Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, okay? So with the Butlers, he didn't want to do that. He wanted to just remain vocal. And someone advised him in Philly to go to this club and see Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And he's like, I don't have to see Harold Melvin. You know, I know Harold. I grew up with Harold. I don't need to see him. And he said, no, you got to see what he has done. Go to this club and see him. So he goes, and he noticed that up front, Harold has three singers, and then behind him was a five-piece band. And that changed him. That changed his life forever. So he thought, okay, so let's get some instruments into this organization here. And so with that, he goes back to his fellas, and they create this band, and that is Raw Soul. Now, these Raw Soul cuts that you're playing tonight, they eventually earn the attention of Marvin Gaye, okay, who later on in the 70s, because these cuts that we're playing now are like 70, 71 or so. And the thing with Raw Soul is, in the beginning, they recorded a lot of, as they called them back in the day, sides, okay, just 45 singles, and with various labels. In fact, one of the labels was a label called Gamble Records, owned by whom? Well, a gentleman named Kenneth Gamble. Okay. See, the funny thing is about Mays, you know, Mays has gotten so laid back and so high and mighty. We think of them as a California institution, but first they were Philly. Okay, so we have to remember that. Okay, so Kenneth Gamble got them first, and you know, after a while, Marvin Gaye scoops them up, takes them out on the road, and has Raw Soul open for him. And then eventually, Gaye says to them, you know, you guys are great and all, but you got to change that ugly A name. Okay? He said, ugly. Okay. And he was asked, okay, did you, like, not want to change the name, or because it was Marvin Gaye? You know, and he said it was a little bit of both. You know, it was a little bit of, no, we don't want to, but Marvin knows, okay? Marvin knows the business, so, okay. And he said it took a number of months between them